Pope Francis sent a letter on October the 10th to all the bishops of India making provisions for the Siromalabar Church, headquartered in Kerala State, to be able to provide pastoral care to its faithful who have migrated to other parts of the nation. Pope Francis thus announced the erection of two new Siromalabar dioceses, Shamshabad in Telangana State and Hosur in Tamil Nadu. The Pope also extended the jurisdiction of Ramanathapuram and Thakkale dioceses. The Catholic Bishops' Conference of India, CBCI, is the apex body of the Catholic Church in India, comprising three churches, the Latin Rite and two Eastern Rites, the Siromalabar and Siromalankara churches, which claim their origin from St. Thomas the Apostle. Of the country's 180 dioceses, 132 belong to the Latin Rite. Siromalabar Church now has 34 dioceses, while the Siromalankara has 14. Well, to know about the provision of the Holy Father for the Siromalabar Church and the Pope's letter to India's bishops, we talked to Cardinal George Alancheri, Major Archbishop or Head of the Siromalabar Church. The Cardinal was in Rome to mark the centenary of the foundation of the Pontifical Oriental Institute and the Congregation for Eastern Churches. Speaking on the phone, he briefly explained to us the Holy Father's latest move regarding the Indian Church. Listen.
You see, the Siromalabar Church is now getting the freedom to act in its own way for the pastoral care of its own people migrated to the different parts of India. Secondly, we get together with that the freedom also to do the work of evangelization in different ways on the basis of our own Sui Juris Siromalabar Church. You know that the church, after Vatican II, is considered a communion of particular churches. But this particular church can be considered also a diocese, and at the same time, sui juris churches like the Oriental churches of Siromalabar, Siromalankara, like that, there are many in the Catholic Church. So in India, other than the Latin Church, which is the vast majority church, there are two other realities, the Siromalankara Church and also the Siromalabar Church. And ours is a church now which has become universal. And also in India, it is present almost in every part of the country. But in Kerala and in certain other regions of Tamil Nadu and Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and so on, our presence is higher than in the other areas. So it is up to us to reach to the people who have migrated, and also through most communities to do the witness work to Jesus and also the Catholic Church. And we had not that possibility to do it until now. But the Holy Father is giving us the privilege and right to do it. That is the meaning of this new provision. But by the letter, the Holy Father wants that not only the Siromalabar Church, all the Sui Juris churches should do it in perfect communion and unity, with a vision of cooperation and collegiality and communion. And that he is requesting to all the bishops of the Catholic Church in India. Actually, the rights should have been given to us much earlier. The apostolic see also wanted to give it. But there was a lack of understanding from the part of certain bishops in India who thought always that in one territory there can be only one bishop and so on. But such a situation has changed all over the world. We have now bishops and eparchies in Australia, Canada, Great Britain, and so on. Other Oriental churches also have this presence. So what the Universal Church now wants, or the Holy Father wants, is that all the churches work together for the same goal of witnessing the gospel of Christ. In other words, presenting Christ to the world. So that is what's the meaning of this letter of the Holy Father.
The smaller Siromalankara Church already has the provision to provide pastoral care to all of its faithful throughout India. Pope Francis has now granted the provision also to the Siromalabar Church. Bishop Theodore Mascarenhas, CBCI Secretary General, said the papal letter stressed the unity bishops needed to show. The bishops are, of course, happy because it is all done for the growth and mission of the church, he added.